Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is your host DJ Stevie P. Sorry, I just woke up. We are going to be talking about sports, but we're also going to be dialing in to the Daryl Wynn Sports Talk Show. We're going to be doing that now. And just one second here, since I get his number here. And I'm going to put it on pause. He is starting his show now, so I'm starting my show. So I'm going to dial in to his show. 917-388-4571. Okay, give me just a second here, folks. That's the thing about live. Let's see, 917. That's the thing about live shows, is trying to do this. 917-388-3 and 4571. Sorry about this, folks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks,
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Oh, boy, he's playing this for me.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, except am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the
okay,
first time.
So,
look to my right and I see the Hollywood
we're gonna be talking
sign.
About sports,
so crazy.
And
everybody's been so famous.
Okay, I got him on pause here. We're gonna be talking about sports, but we're also going to be talking with him, and we're going to be discussing the BCS and everything else. So we're going to go ahead and take him off mute and listen to this, and hopefully I get his attention so that I can let him know that I am on hold with him. So let's see if we can do this. Hold on, please.
Like, who's that chick that's rocking kick? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls on around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the lit up. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drum my favorite tune.
Britney's
song was on. So I put my hands up to play on that song. The butterflies fly away.
All right, we're back again, and I have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Amy?
Hey, hello?
Hello? Yeah. Are you on the air?
I'm on the air. Are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
Yeah. I'm actually on the air.
You on the air?
I'm on the air. I'm calling your show from my show.
He called me from his show. Amy didn't know you had a show now.
I just scheduled one within the last 5 minutes.
He scheduled one within the last 5 minutes. So what do you think about the game last night?
From what I saw, by the way, you should be lucky to have me call in with my more than 300 song selection and your, what, 2 song selection? But anyway, not picking on your music, but... I thought it was an okay game. The right conference won. I didn't say the right team won. I said the right conference won.
Well, you got to give Alabama the credit. They won.
Well, I picked Alabama to win.
Yeah. So you can't, I mean, they're in the SEC, so you might not like them, but they still won it.
They're an SEC team, and I supported them, and, you know, that was that.
You know they picked to win it next year.
By the way, for those of you out there that are listening, this is your host, DJ CVP. This is a preview of what's going to happen on Sunday. Host Daryl Wynn there is having his show live from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm having my show live from beautiful 15-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. Guest call-in number is 347-850-1572 if you want to talk to me, or 917-388-4571 if you want to talk to Daryl, or if you want to talk to us both, you can call either number. But this is all about sports for the next 50 minutes or so, right? 50 minutes?
Yep.
It's all about sports, and we will both be on the air, and hopefully my co-host here will allow me to pick some of the music, right?
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay.
He said, I hope he hope I let him pick some of the music.
But by the way, let me say this. I have I have downloaded a lot of older music, and I'm talking about from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And not tonight, but tomorrow night, I will have a 3-hour show of all oldies music from the 50s to the 80s. So that will be tomorrow night. But we're talking about sports right now, and I think that despite Colt McCoy's injury, I think it was a pretty decent game. I only saw bits and pieces of it, of the game, but I thought it was interesting, especially how Alabama, you know, stayed in control, and not from the beginning, but, I mean, they got themselves together, and they was able to put together some good runs, and what can you say about Mark Ingram? He's only a sophomore. So, you know, he's. I definitely picked them as my preseason number one for next year also.
Well, they picked the winner next year.
Huh?
They're picked to repeat.
They're picked to repeat, okay. Well, kind of
yep.
like how Florida was picked to repeat last year of this year.
That didn't happen.
That's the problem about being picked preseason number one, and then, you know, trying to maintain that number one status throughout the year. It's very hard to do. And it's also, as I quoted on my Facebook page last night, that it's very hard for somebody to go 14-0, especially through the SEC. So
yeah.
Alabama deserves a lot of credit. Now, having said that, after the here, and our ABC station here, I'm not sure if it comes out of Twin Falls or Boise. However, after the game last night, the first thing they talked about was that there is a group out there that in certain markets put together a commercial for a need for a playoff system because they're crying foul because Boise State went 14-0 also and was not part of the title picture. And I say, who the hell cares? That's what I say. Boo-hoo. Stop your whining. You know, start playing
decent
teams, you know.
I heard next year Boise on their schedule for that non-conference game.
Right.
They got Pittsburgh. They got Georgia Tech.
Okay. Oh, they're playing Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they got
my God.
They got Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
And they got Tennessee. That's their four big non-conference game this year.
They're playing Tennessee.
Yep.
That's almost like them playing with their own wankers, you know.
They want to try to get in the BCS title game.
Huh?
They want to try to get in the BCS title game. And that actually will get them there.
Playing Tennessee is not going to – please. I mean, they may route Tennessee because Eric Berry is – I believe he's going to the NFL. I'm not sure on that. Eric Berry is the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, or one of them, and he was last
Georgia Tech.
Also. He is what capped Florida to like 23 points. You know, they also almost beat Alabama because of him. I mean, that's a huge dude. That's one big dude there, that Eric Berry. And so I don't know if he is staying, Tennessee has a decent shot. But Lane Kiffin likes to run his mouth, and I'd like to see. I don't. You know, that would be a game who I would root for the refs. I would root for the refs in a Boise State Tennessee matchup.
Well, how about Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech. I'm from Atlanta, so I definitely go for Georgia Tech. I mean, I've got a couple of bees here in my room. That I've got from my that I bought or that I have gotten over the years from my storage. I am a Georgia Tech fan, not as much as I am a Florida fan, which you know I'm barely a Florida fan.
Yeah. well, then they got Wake Forest. That's a good team.
That's another,
a so-so game.
That's another ACC team. Uh huh.
Well, see, if they beat all four of those teams.
Then they have a right to start talking. But you know, when you play a team that's 0-1 and 8 in their conference, you know, like New Mexico State or whatever it was, you know, I mean,
you gotta play your conference games.
How many WAC teams went to bowls besides Boise State and Idaho?
BYU.
And how did they do? You know, you have to look at the whole conference and see how they did in bowls. Now, I know the only one I chose was Idaho, and I'm glad that they won because they're like, you know, the bastard child that everyone left behind, you know, in the state of Idaho. Mm. But, you know, it's just crazy that everything's always about Boise State. And I mean, I have a coworker. He's like, aren't you excited Boise State won? I was like, no. He's like, but they went undefeated. I said, yeah, and they beat the team that beat them last year in the San Diego Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Who cares? I mean, yeah, which that's not Boise State's fault, and that's not TCU's fault. That's the people, you know, that must have been drinking some funky-ass Kool-Aid on the, you know, bowl selection committee with the BCS when they decided to match up those two schools together. They could have very well matched up Boise State with, say, Idaho, or not Idaho, Iowa, or Cincinnati, or Florida. I mean, they could have had a different matchup. I kind of wanted to see Florida State, not Florida State, Florida, and Boise State play, you know, in Tim Tebow's last game. That would have been a good game, and that would either shut me up or shut all these people around here up that are, you know, Boise State fans.
Well, if anybody interested, you can give me a call at 917-388-4571. And you're talking to Daryl and your host of Log Talk Radio, All About Sports, and Stevie P, and his talk show today.
Yes, and my guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. And we are live across the internet here in the beautiful United States of America, despite our president, at 41 minutes remaining in our show. It is 21 degrees here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho at 4:18 in the afternoon, and it's 6:18 in the afternoon in the beautiful state of North Carolina, in Charlotte, where my friend Daryl is. Mind if I pick a song?
Well, Amy wants me to play one song for her.
Okay. I have a song for her.
All right, go ahead.
Let me
put it on mute.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, because you want your listeners to hear it too, right?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So this is Crazy in Love by Beyonce here on KSLP Internet Radio and Daryl Wynn's talk show here on Blog Talk Radio.
pockets are fat like Tony Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to the genuine article. I do not sing, though. I sling, though. If anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a green beret. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been thriller, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
KSLP Internet Radio Studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. I have on me, on with me, not on me, that would be sick, but I have on with me, sorry about that, I have on with me Daryl Wynn and his talk show, All About Sports, broadcasting live across the net. That was Crazy in Love by Beyonce here on KSLP Internet Radio and Daryl Wynn Sports talk show. So
what she likes it.
She did? Okay. All right. Well, yeah. that was for your wife Amy from, you know, from you.
CVP.
So, yes, and from DJ CVP, right? Did you get my picks for the weekend?
Yeah. I got everybody's picks in. I want to tell you something. Amy asked me why I was keeping notes of last night's game.
You was keeping notes from for last night's game?
Yep.
Can you read them?
Yeah. Everybody can read my notes. Yes, I can. And everybody give me a call.
You're the only one.
Everybody give me a call at 917-388-4571 and Stevie P, give us your number.
347-850-1572.
And last night game, you know, was the BCS final game of the year for the national championship. If anybody doesn't know, Alabama beat Texas 37-21.
Yes.
And I'm just going to give a little bit. Alabama on their 10th play, they tried a fake punt, passed it, and got it intercepted by Texas. But Texas didn't do nothing. And in the first half, Alabama had 16 plays. Texas had 17 plays. And in the second half, it was an interception and a tough touchdown by Alabama. They ran away in the second half. In the second half, they outscored Texas 23-0. That was the second half.
They ran away in the last 5 minutes of the game. I mean,
no, but I'm saying in the second half because Texas did not score in the second half, and they really ran away with that game. And Alabama had 23 plays, and Texas had 19.
Mm-hmm.
And in the third, I got to get a rookie quarterback credit, okay, for Texas. I have to give him credit. To put him in that position to play,
you're talking about the freshman, right?
Yeah, I know he made some mistakes. I mean, he came in knowing anything, he never took a snap in a major ball game. Okay? I don't think he took a snap the whole season, has he?
I don't, as far as I know, I don't think so. Maybe if, you know, kind of like Florida's, you know, backup, you know, if the game got out of hand and, you know, they scored, you know, 45 points on their opponent, then they would, you know, put in the backup, you know, maybe. But I agree. I think this was major for him for next year because he handled himself, even though, you know, he got sacked a few times and coughed up the ball a few times, he gained some major experience, and he handled himself pretty well to keep Texas close in the game until the last few minutes.
What you think about that shallow pass? Now, see, that shallow pass, I know they was trying to make something that way they can get down the field and maybe get a field goal. But to me, okay, you take a chance, but with a rookie,
Well, I think that the one that was that he shuttle passed to, I think he was caught off guard because otherwise he would have caught it. Because
he went right off his hand.
Now I didn't see that play live, but I know what you're talking about because I saw it on the replay.
It went right
on.
Off his hand.
Yeah, and it seemed like he wasn't expecting that. You know.
Yeah, he was like, "What's this?" You know, it's like. It was like, what's this coming at me? You know, I'm not expecting this.
Now, also, after the game was over and they talked to Colt McCoy, he was so graceful. And, you know, he's obviously a Christian also, like Tim Tebow, but he was so graceful. He's like, "I can't feel my arm right now," but he said things work out the way they're supposed to. He was very congratulatory towards Alabama winning, and he said if I could play I would have played. But he said I can't even feel my arm. He said it's like, you know, you sleep on your arm and then it goes numb and you can't feel it. But he was very graceful, even, you know, for them sticking a microphone in his face, and, you know, which I thought that was disrespectful of ESPN and ABC for doing that to him. But
you know, in the second half, the third quarter, I give that kid a lot of credit because he threw two touchdown passes, number 8. They outscored him. They scored Alabama like 16 to – before Alabama even scored in the fourth quarter, they outscored them in the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
That's when they came back and had a 21-23. Texas did. They got that close. They were 21-23.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who took over from there?
Yeah, Mark Ingram.
Yeah, he took over. I mean, the boy, if he's good as he was this year – look out for him next year. He's going to be better.
Yeah.
He's going to be much better.
I can see him trying to go after Archie Griffin's record of having two Heismans. I can see him doing it.
Archie's the only one to have that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. So I can
Are you surprised nobody else has that?
Am I surprised what?
Nobody else has that prestigious Archie Griffin having two back-to-backs.
You know, up until 2 years ago, no sophomore had ever won the Heisman. So it was only juniors and seniors. So, you know, juniors, if they win it their junior year, yeah, they have a chance of doing it again. But, you know, how many of them went on to the pros before their senior season, or then how many of them, you know, had a bad year their senior season or not good enough for, you know, a Heisman. But then, you know, Tebow did it as a sophomore, and then Sam Bradford did it as a sophomore, and now Mark Ingram did it as a sophomore. Mark Ingram, I can see him best as the one who, I mean, if he doesn't get hurt, and I don't know Alabama's schedule for next year, but I believe that they do play Florida, but Florida's going to be without a lot of their juniors, like Aaron Hernandez and Joe Hayden, who have decided to enter the NFL draft.
Who's the big boy for Alabama? They always call Mal Cody.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, he's offensive.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just don't remember his name. But
he, you know, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's in the draft.
Yeah. Well, any team would be lucky to have that big mumbo jumbo, you know?
Yeah. Steve, compared to Florida,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and anybody want to get on this, you can call me at 917-388-4571. I'm talking to you from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, and Steve is talking from you from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho.
Yes.
And it's cold there and it's cold here. It's colder there than it is here.
How cold is it there?
What is it, Amy, 36? Amy says about 30-something.
Now, is she your switchboard operator today?
No.
Okay, you're doing your show yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it got down to -3 here this morning, and it was so cold, it was like your mom is slapping you for misbehaving. I mean, that's how cold it was.
She read that this evening on Facebook. You said, remember, Amy, you read that?
What?
But your mama slapped.
Yeah.
Okay, now back to this sport. What I was saying is, who's losing the most players between you and Alabama?
I think Florida. Yeah, between the 23 seniors, I think it's 23 seniors that are, you know, leaving school, and then also when you add the juniors. I'm not sure about the Pouncey twins. Those are two of the guards that block, you know, for Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
They're brothers. I'm not sure if they're leaving earlier or what, but we'll see. Now, what do you think about the final top five in the AP poll?
I haven't seen it.
Well, top four. I know the top four. It came out a couple hours after the game last night. Alabama finished first, Texas second, Florida third, Boise State fourth.
Okay, I take the top three. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
Boise four. They ain't played nobody. Why are they four? Okay, they got undefeated season, but who in the hell did they play?
Yeah, exactly. My coworker, he's a big Boise State fan because he's from Boise. And last night, he's like, I said, you know, SEC won another championship. And then I said, well, what about the AP poll? He was thinking that Boise State would finish ahead of Florida. I said, no. I said, you got to remember. I said, Florida was already ahead of Boise State in the AP polls. Florida was five before the bowls. Florida was five, and Boise State was six. So I said, both of them won, so they both move up. So I was thinking Florida would be two, but I understand where they put Texas in at number two. And I agree with that. But
Texas did play a good game.
Yeah, I told him, I said, Boise State will finish behind Florida, which it was only 5 points in the that they finished behind Florida in the AP poll and 11 in the writers' poll.
Where did Cincinnati wind up?
Cincinnati, I think they winded up eighth in the AP
poll. Now, see that's, to me, okay, I know they got beat really bad by Florida. I mean, I give you that.
Uh-huh.
They look like they were the preschool's team. Okay. Sorry, Cincinnati fan, but you didn't look good in that game. You really didn't. You didn't. You looked like a Boy Scout team. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but you didn't look good. But I don't think they deserve 8. No. I say 6 or 7.
Well, if I can find it.
I just don't think they deserve 8.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They lost their coach. They lost their coach. They didn't play good, but they still played their hearts out. They still went out there and played.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to give them credit for that.
I agree, absolutely. And what it says, this is from ESPN. It said Crimson Tide was voted number one. They finished first. Let's see here. Texas is number 2 in the top 25, and Florida 13-1. Last season's champion was 3rd. The only other unbeaten team, Boise State, finished 4th. It was the Broncos' best finish in the AP poll. The last time they went undefeated and busted the BCS, they finished 5th in the rankings. Let's see here. Ohio State finished 5th. Followed by TCU 6, Iowa 7, Cincinnati 8, Penn State 9, Virginia Tech 10.
Wow. Okay.
Pac-10 champion Oregon 11, followed by BYU 12, Georgia Tech 13, Nebraska 14, Pittsburgh 15. They tied for 15, it looks like, with Wisconsin. And then Utah is 17, LSU 18, Miami 19, Mississippi 20. And then the final 5 was Texas Tech at 21, Southern Cal at 22, Central Michigan 23, Clemson at 24, and West Virginia at 25. Now, wait a minute. I hadn't noticed this, but Florida State didn't end in the top 25, even though they.
Why not? They won their bowl.
I know. Even though that's what I was just about to say. Even though they beat West Virginia, they did not end up in the poll. Let me see if I can find the poll real quick. Let's see here.
I think that's coming. Why wouldn't you put them in the poll? They won.
Well, let's see. And the USA Today coaches poll is the same, you know, pretty much the same all the way down. Now, in the AP poll, Florida State received 6 votes.
Wow.
Others receiving votes after West Virginia at 25, who got 91 votes, by the way. Oklahoma got 90, Oregon State 89, Navy 85, Stanford 67, Oklahoma State 40, Rutgers 37, Auburn 8, Georgia 7, Florida State 6, Connecticut 5, Arizona 5, Middle Tennessee 4, Air Force 3, Arkansas 3, Villanova 2. So
that's kind of bad.
That is bad, but they finished 7-6. So I mean, you got to think about that too. They finished 7-6, but
I don't care if you finished 7-6. At least you was in a bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you was in a bowl. You won it. I mean, I don't care. Okay, your rookie wasn't the best.
And not only that, but you won it in kind of a statement, you know?
Yeah.
So, we are talking about sports. We got about 18 minutes left of the show. You want to play a song or I play a song?
Hold on, I got this one for Amy. Hold on.
Okay.
Gotta find it first. All right, here you go.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact,
we're back. That was Stevie Wonder, just say I love you. It was from for my wife. And I'm Darrell Wynn. It's all about sports. And give me a call at 917-388-457 with CBP.
And
are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. And you may give me a call at 347-850-1572. And I'd like to thank those couple of listeners that are out there listening and to the show. Thank you so much that I've decided to expand my portion of this show to 90 minutes, so I have 43 minutes left remaining of my show. If you want, you can expand your show, or do you have something you have to do?
Yeah, Amy's cooking brownies.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool. We can, after Daryl's show ends, we will still be talking about sports for another 30 minutes and playing a few more great songs. I have one coming up that I want that I played last night. I played two songs last night for Alabama, and them winning when I did my All Music show live from the beautiful Sun Valley Lodge last night. I played to start out my show. I played Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh Lord!
Okay? And then I played We Are the Champions. So I played those two songs to start out my show last night. And if you want archives of both of our shows, his shows and my shows are available on download. And I've now had about 42 shows or so. This is number 43, I believe, that is going to be available for archive about 20 minutes after the show ends. But we are talking about sports, and since we have 11 minutes left on with Daryl, what about the NFL playoffs? What are you thinking about the playoffs for this week?
What about that coach that just got fired?
You mean South Florida's coach?
Yeah, now, the players say he didn't do anything, and most of the players say he didn't do anything. I think, and this is what ESPN say, they think if the players say he didn't do nothing, they think that the people at South Florida were looking for something to get rid of him.
Yeah, you know, as I always say, there's three sides to every story. Not two sides, there's three sides to every story. There's each person's side, and then there's the truth. Okay, unless it involves me, and then there is two sides. My side, which is the truth, and then the other side, which is false. But in most situations, there are three sides to every story. So you know, it just depends on they could have been they saw the thing with Texas Tech, and they're like, it probably gave them an idea. It's like, this thing happened in November. You know, he's been with the program for a long time. He started the program here.
Yep.
This is a way for us to get rid of him, you know?
He's the only coach they ever had.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not for any South Florida Bull fans out there, I'm not saying that that did happen. I'm just saying it could have happened. It is possible that that did happen. Okay, we don't know. We may never know the truth about what happened on why he was fired. But, you know, in this day and age, it's now three coaches in about 5 weeks. Because first you
got
had
fired.
Art Mangino from Kansas.
Yep.
And then you had Mike Leach from Texas Tech, who wants to take them to trial within the next 30 minutes or so. I mean, 30 days, not 30 minutes. He wants to take Texas Tech to trial within the next 30 days. So
and then you got South Florida's coach that just got fired yesterday.
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy situation. So
you know, like you said, we probably will never know with any of them.
Exactly.
All you can do is guess. All you can do is guess and see what goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
On the NFL front, we are doing, me, you, and Amy's doing the picks. Amy's going with Cincinnati and Dallas on Saturday. I'm going with Philly and Green Bay. And you're going with, wait a minute, I have it. New York, Philly, New England, and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy, Amy's going with, for Sunday's game, she's going with Arizona and New England. And I'm going with Philly and Green Bay.
Okay, and actually I'm going with, on Sunday, I'm going with New England and Green Bay. I'm not going for Arizona, I'm going for Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, you are going for Green Bay.
And then on Saturday, I'm going for the Jets and Philadelphia, I think.
Yep.
That Philadelphia-Dallas rivalry is huge. It's been huge for years. They did a special on it this morning on ESPN.
And, I've seen it.
I think Dallas, you know, I think Tony Romo, I think he's done well this year, but this is a new year, and it's everyone starts off fresh, but still, I think that he has so many problems, you know, with past results that where he chokes, that I think he's going to choke in this game. I really do. No offense to Amy for picking Dallas, but I hope she is wrong. I mean, she wasn't wrong on the college bowl games. I don't know how many games of that I ended up winning, but not that many. But I hope she is wrong. Just like I hope she's wrong, you and her both about Cincinnati, and then at least you were smart enough to pick Philadelphia, and then she was smart enough to pick New England with me, and then why'd you pick Baltimore?
But you know what? If Philadelphia played Dallas like they played last week, then there won't be no game.
That's true.
It's not.
That's true. You know, but and then Green Bay. Green Bay, I think Green Bay is destined to end up playing Minnesota for the NFC Championship.
And Brett Favre is going to pick them apart.
Yeah, that's true. But I think Green Bay will have one more opportunity to face Favre this year before he ends up going to the Super Bowl. So
you think Minnesota's going to the Super Bowl?
I think so. I think New Orleans. I think it's a toss up with them, but I think because they lost their last couple of games, even though they really kind of didn't mean anything, and they kind of backed their way into the number one position. It could have very easily have been Minnesota, but I think that that was something that has to be looked at. So, you know.
Yeah, I have 5 minutes left on my show. You can still give me a call at 917-388-4571. And Stevie P has 30 minutes after my show left on his.
Mm-hmm.
And he will still be talking about sports.
Yeah.
And so you'll continue that conversation with him. And Sunday, me and him, we have a show, joint show Sunday.
Yeah.
Mine's for an hour again. And Stevie's is for what, 90 minutes?
No, right now it's an hour. It could change.
I could end up
making it 3 hours and playing mostly music. So, I mean, you know.
Well, both our four shows on Sundays at one hour. We hope you tune into those. And we hope you have fun listening to us today.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun having Stevie Hull as my host. It was a first-time trial, and it worked. So I hope he liked it.
Yeah, and I wanted to do a trial before Sunday, and I put this show together. I mean, half asleep within 2 minutes, I put this show together. It's all sports is what I put. That's my description.
Yep.
I just put sports and then all sports. Yeah, and then for the keywords, that's what I put was sports. So
all about.
If you want to send you out with a song, that's fine. And then when we come back from that song, I'll continue on from there if you want to do that.
right, this is Daryl Wynn. I am going to end my show with a song. Stevie will pick it up after this song. I will see y'all Sunday at 6 o'clock same time. Everybody have a beautiful, safe evening, safe drive home. And Stevie, I will talk to you Sunday.
Yes.
All righty. And here we go.
Country song.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Bass Hill. Oh, come on, Amy. Look.
No comment. Hey, this is Britney Spears here on KSLP Internet Radio.
Oh, baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh, oh, baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? Oh, 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 tell me, have you seen her? 'Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, he, ha, ha, ha. Oh, baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh, oh, baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'ma buy her? Do you know just what she likes? Oh, 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 tell me, have you seen her? 'Cause I'm so, oh, I can get her off of my brain. I just wanna go to the party, she gon' go. Can somebody take me home? Ha, ha, he, he, ha, ha.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
is KSLP Internet Radio. Good afternoon to you. 5:03 in the afternoon here in beautiful 20-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ Stevie P. And for the last hour, we was talking with host Daryl Wynn on his show, all about sports. And for the next 25 minutes, I'm flying solo here from the KSLP Internet Radio Studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. If you'd like to call in and talk about sports, you may do so at 347-850-1572. There's still so much to talk about. One thing I want to say is I want to thank Daryl for allowing me to kind of invade his show like that. That was interesting. That's the first time we've done that, by the way. And we will be doing that again on Sunday. I wish this show was longer than 60 minutes, but it's not. So, but one thing I want to talk about is the Baseball Hall of Fame. And no matter how you feel about how the voting is done or anything that goes along with that, the fact remains is that you had two guys that fell just a few votes short of baseball's ultimate prize for honor, and you have one guy who actually got in. And I say for the guy who got in, congratulations, well deserved. Andre Dawson spent 21 years with four different clubs, and I feel that he deserved to definitely be there in the Hall of Fame. Those four teams were the Chicago Cubs, the Florida Marlins, Boston Red Sox, if I'm not mistaken, and also the old Montreal Expos is who he played with. So I think it's very cool that not only him, you know, playing 21 years, won several Gold Gloves, but and it took him, I think this was his 9th selection, if I'm not mistaken. So it took him 9 years to start out and build up. Every year, more votes. Every year, more votes. Every year. And finally, ultimate prize. So come July, he will be enshrined in baseball's Hall of Fame. And like I said, much well deserved. Absolutely, he was a class act. You know, unlike some people out there that, like your Roberto Alomar's, who, eventually he'll get in too, but he will be remembered most. This is Alomar now. He will be remembered most for spitting on umpire John Hirschbeck. That is what he will be remembered for. And because of that, unfortunately, character plays a lot into it. Just ask Pete Rose. Ask Mark McGwire. But eventually, Roberto Alomar will get in, but hopefully it won't be for a while. Let him sweat it out a little bit. But in the meantime, we are going to take a little quick break and play one song. As a reminder, I have a show coming up tonight at midnight, Mountain Time, 2 a.m. East Coast time. That is from the beautiful Sun Valley Inn, the 3-hour all music show. You may catch me then. Also, I have another show tomorrow night, same time, which is going to be all oldies from the 1950s to the 1980s. But in honor of Alabama winning the national championship last night, this is Lynyrd Skynyrd with Sweet Home Alabama, here on KSLP Internet Radio and BlogTalkRadio.com.
2, 3.
is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. We have 46 minutes left. We are trying to call out and speak with someone, just a random person. Actually, it's my stepmom, but just to see what they thought of last night's bowl game. See if they answer. Well, it doesn't look like they're answering, so. Okay. It doesn't look like they were answering that. So, let's see if we can find somebody else who wants to talk about the game. Maybe. Or talk about sports, period. But, there is nobody else. All right. So, listen, we got 45 minutes left of our show. We was trying to dial out and call somebody and couldn't get through to them. So, that's okay. Let's try somebody else real quick. Hold on. That's the thing about having live shows, people. It's... you know, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. So, just bear with me for a second. Now, if you want to call in, you may do so at 347-850-1572. But we are going to try to get somebody and... see what they think about the show. See what they think about last night's game. And, hello? Hello? Alright, we seem to be having some trouble getting out to people. So, sorry about that, folks. Alright. So, if you want to call in and talk about sports, you may do so at 347-850-1572. Again, this is a live show. We are now on for another 42 minutes. That would be a total of 2 hours on air. And in the meantime, we're going to play another couple of songs here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Let's see what we got here. Okay. This is this song goes out to my friend Daryl from the 1970s. This is The Hustle here on KSLP Internet Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. KSLP Internet Radio, blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P, and we are talking about sports. We have 38 minutes left of the show. Guest calling number is 347-850-1572. So I'd like to talk for a minute. I talked earlier with my friend Daryl about the playoffs. Playoffs? Yes, playoffs. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday on NBC, Fox, and CBS. And on Saturday, January 9th, for those of you that didn't hear it earlier, I'm picking New York Jets over Cincinnati. My friend Amy is picking Cincinnati. My friend Daryl is picking Cincinnati. Philadelphia at Dallas, I'm picking Philly. Amy is picking Dallas. Daryl is picking Philly. Baltimore at New England, I am picking New England. Amy is picking New England. Daryl is picking Baltimore. Why, I don't know. Trying to win up there in Foxborough in January is very hard to do. History has told us that. They are the 12th man, and they will knock you in the teeth with their fans, I'm telling you. So, then the last game, Green Bay at Arizona. I picked Green Bay. Amy picked Arizona, I guess because they're playing at home. Daryl picked Green Bay. So me and Daryl picked Green Bay for that one. So we didn't, all three of us didn't agree on one team, per se, but a couple of times out of the four games, two of us agreed on, which is, you know, with the same team out of the three, two of the three of us. So anyway, we had another one for the bowls, and I lost. I don't know how many I ended up getting right, not that many I know of, but anyway. Excuse me, I can only talk for a few minutes and then my throat dries out. So, if you want to talk about sports, you're more than welcome to do so at 347-850-1572. We will be on, together for another 36 minutes. And, speaking of things that keep us together, according to the captain and Tennille, love will keep us together. Here on KSLP Internet Radio, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Let it be.
is KSLP Internet Radio, and I'm your host, DJ CVP, broadcasting live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho, in the KSLP Internet Radio studios. We are talking about sports, and we've been talking about football, and I talked a little about baseball. I don't know if you could hear me because it turned out I had my speakerphone on. Sorry about that, folks. All right, so anyway, we're going to switch to the NBA now and talk about this situation with the basketball player that pulled out the gun, Gilbert Arenas, and now he's been suspended indefinitely. I say good for the NBA. They should have suspended him as soon as this came out, not waited. You know, just to keep from further damaging their reputation. As you, if you know or don't know, situation of a few weeks ago or within the last couple weeks came up in the Washington Wizards locker room where Gilbert Arenas and another player ended up pulling out guns and real live guns, and supposedly Gilbert Arenas brought them to the arena to get them out of the from being found by his kid, his child. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what the report says so far. However, he also had a disagreement over gambling debts. Now, this is all alleged. I'm not saying it's the truth. This is what I've heard. It is, just to be on the record, it is alleged that this happened. So anyway, he gets into this argument with a coworker, and then you know, pulls out guns, and then the other player pulls out his gun, but you know, his gun is empty. The other guy supposedly, you know, loaded a chamber in there and swung it around, and you know, I don't know. Anyway, so it gets found out by the NBA, and they. And people start talking about it. Then this idiot, this dope Arenas, decides that he wants to make fun of the situation. So what does he do? They play in a game the other night, and when he comes out and he's introduced, he starts pointing his finger in a gun motion at his teammates like he's shooting them. So so the NBA and David Stern, the commissioner, decided to suspend him indefinitely, so which I think is a good thing. But like I said, they should have suspended him to start with and kept him away from the NBA, banned him from the arenas unless he bought a ticket, and then just go from there. So, and then the focus would be less on him and more back on the NBA. Okay, we will be back in just a couple minutes. So, hold on, people. All right, let's see here. Okay. This is KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P. This is All About Sports. And as I said, we'll be back in just a couple minutes. We have 28 minutes left of the show. So enjoy this song by Elton John here on KSLP Internet Radio.
Believe it, but I don't believe in miracles anymore. When I think about it, I don't believe I ever did for sure. All the things I've said in songs, all the purple rose you bought from me. Reality's just black and white. Sentimental things that write
never meant that much to me. I used to be the main express, all steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning over time. But this train don't stop, this train. To hear it, but I'm dried up and sick to death of love. If you need to know it, I never really understood that stuff. All the stars and bleeding hearts, all the tears that welled up in my eyes, never meant a thing to me. Read 'em as they say and weep. I never felt enough to cry. I used to be the main express, all steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning over time. But this train. I used to be the main express, all steam and whistles heading west, picking up my pain from door to door, riding on the storyline, furnace burning over time. But this train.
Talking with Daryl Wynn and his show, All About Sports. He was live from Charlotte, North Carolina, but his show is only an hour. I'm still on for another 23 minutes if somebody wants to call in and say hello and discuss any sports topic you want. Guest calling number is 347-850-1572. Now, real quick, turning to other sports besides the Major Four, which the Major Four are football, baseball, basketball, and hockey professionally. Boxing now. Turns out Floyd Money Mayweather was supposed to fight this guy March 13th. And he wanted the other guy to provide blood tests. Pasquale, I believe his name was. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody tell me, because I'm not sure. Anyway, Pasquale, you know, discussions broke down last week about him fighting Money Mayweather. So Pasquale decided to, he's put a thing out, and it's on ESPN, it's on the bottom crawl, about him having another opponent March 13th instead. Tell me what you think about this. If you think Pasquale's trying to duck Money Mayweather, or if Pasquale just got tired of the situation with the negotiations about blood tests and just said, you know, screw you, I'm doing my own thing, or what. So anyway, give me a call at 347-850-1572 if you want to. That would be perfectly all right. Also, in the meantime, we are going to, let's also talk about wrestling. It looks like, now some people are, you know, may not know that wrestling is fake. It is fake, but it's still worth watching. And back in 2001, March 2001, the Monday Night Wars ended when WCW was bought by then the WWF. So we have almost nine years later. And it looks like, hopefully, we have the creation of the Monday Night Wars Part 2. Looks like Total Nonstop Action, which is TNA Wrestling. They had a pretty good showing as far as viewership on their Monday Night broadcast, which went up against Raw. But you had a lot of former WWE superstars show up. Besides Hogan, you had Jeff Hardy, you had Ric Flair. Now, Jeff Hardy has legal troubles right now. He was arrested back in September for several counts of drug possession and several other counts having to do with drug possession. And I don't know. I wish TNA the best. I hope that the Monday Night Wars continue because everybody steps up their game, you know, when you have somebody competing against them. So hopefully the result of the TNA deciding to go up against WWE, hopefully it will be beneficial to both companies. Okay, so we got 19 minutes left. We're going to play a couple of songs here. Yeah. Sorry about this, folks, but like I said, my mouth and my throat dry out very quickly for some reason. So, all right, we're going to play that one. From 2006, this is the late Brittany Murphy with Faster Kill Pussycat here on KSLP Internet Radio.
young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret of your youth. Bookmark it, she's so close now, this girl is half his age. Thank you.
This is DJ Stevie P. Thank you for joining me today. We have about 7 minutes left of our show. I'd like to thank Daryl and Amy for allowing me to call into their show from my show. And again, we're going to do this on Sunday and talk about the playoffs and the NFL playoffs and whatever else we can decide to talk about within 60 minutes. 60 minutes kind of goes by kind of quickly, by the way. But anyway, thank you for listening today. If you want, the replay of this will be available in about 25 minutes or so through via blogtalkradio.com. But this is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from Sun Valley, Idaho. And as a reminder, we have an all-music show tonight, live at midnight Mountain Time, here on KSLP Internet Radio, live from the beautiful Sun Valley Inn in historic Sun Valley, Idaho. Tomorrow night, we have the same thing at midnight. The show tomorrow night is a special show. It's all oldies music from the 50s through the 80s. And so, yeah, we'll be on tomorrow night also. And then Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock Mountain Time, 6 o'clock East Coast Time, will be the show by Daryl Wynn and myself again. So I'm going to have my show. He'll start his. I'll start mine, and then I'll call into his like I did earlier today. So we got 5 minutes left. We're going to play a couple more songs to end the show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it on for you. On behalf of the whole KSLP Internet Radio staff, have yourself a wonderful day, and I will see you back here at midnight tonight for the All Music Show. Have a good day. Thank you.